Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm here today to talk about my personal recovery story, which began, I guess, when I was 24 and joined Alcoholics Anonymous. I find that speaking about my recovery story is very profound for me because it makes me remember where I've come from. I've been sober for 34 years now. I joined AA when I was 24 years old. And my choices were, at that time, either to, I was contemplating taking my life or stopping to drink and do drugs. Those were the, that was the crossroads, really, that I was at. And fortunately, I chose recovery. The reason I started drinking relates to the way that I was raised. I was raised in a family where depression and anger were common elements. They were the kind of the overarching clouds that permeated my day-to-day life. I have two siblings, and they're younger than I am. My dad was a very happy but angry man, and so we grew up in a lot of fear of his anger, and that really affected how my sense of safety with people. My mom suffered untreated depression. And so, and I think she really only was treated for that when she was about 60 years old. So she was depressed most of her life. And I can remember in my own recovery journey realizing that I too was depressed. It was just such a normal state that I thought it was the way it was. So when I was 14 years old, what I discovered with my friends was that alcohol made me feel really terrific, and it took away all of my insecurities and all my feelings of being unlovable and insecure, and helped me to really understand who I was, I guess, in a sense that I felt finally okay within myself. My journey of drinking and drug use lasted 10 years, and it was full on, full out drinking and using drugs every day for those 10 years. I ended up at 23 being engaged to be married to another alcoholic. And, oh, that was so long ago. So engaged to be married to another alcoholic, and he had lots of money. And for me, those were two great reasons to get married. He drank like I did, so I wasn't going to get any hassle for that. And he had lots of money. So at 23, we were living together, and that's where I hit my bottom in that relationship. When I was 24, a friend of mine who I was drinking with in a bar left that night from the bar drunk. And he hit and killed four people. And that changed my life. That was in February of 1986. By May of 1986 is when I finally hit my bottom, came to my crossroad of taking my own life or stopping drinking and dealing with what was going on with myself. And so I chose recovery. Recovery has changed my life. It has not been... It's not been an easy journey, but it has been one where I have learned how to grow up. The reasons that I drank were because I really couldn't cope with life. I was unable to talk about relationships. I couldn't be in relationships. I didn't know how to manage my emotional life. I was very insecure in that fashion. So my bottom came early. I was 24. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, and for the first time in my life, I felt like I belonged, that I was with people that understood me and that I understood without almost saying anything. We all relied on alcohol as a way of coping and getting through life, and it messed up our lives entirely. We had all hit bottom and made an entire mess of our lives. And so when I walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I felt like I was home. And I was willing, because of what was offered to me, I was willing to let go of drinking and learning how to live without depending on drugs and alcohol to function. And it was daunting at the beginning because I could not go for more than a couple of days without having a drink, because I had tried to stop before but just couldn't on my own. So I went to AA, and they were non-shaming, they were open, they were non-judgmental, and they accepted me as I was. And it's the first time in my life that I had ever really experienced that feeling. So I did what they suggested. I got a sponsor. I went to meetings. I went to speaker meetings. I went to closed step meetings. I went to women's retreats with other women alcoholics, and we would spend the weekend together in a convent or a monastery, and we would talk recovery. We talked feelings. We talked fears. We talked we brought our insides, and we were able to put them on the outside, and we were accepted. And that was a profound experience for me. I began to see that I was okay, that there was nothing essentially wrong with me except that I suffered from this addiction. And this addiction had reasons for it. And a lot of those reasons were around not being taught how to live in good relationship with myself and with others. And so I did the best that I could on my own until I joined Alcoholics Anonymous. My recovery from the age of 24 until today has been an ongoing learning process of growing up, of maturing, of taking risks, of learning how to love and accept myself really unconditionally, warts and all. That has been probably one of my greatest challenges, is learning how to accept myself as I am. There's always been a sense of having to prove myself to others, and so I would put on these great personas of confidence and competency, where underneath all of that, I was just a scared little girl, hoping that I could find acceptance and love somewhere. I searched for that for many, many years outside of myself, and then finally began to realize that that journey had to be one that I took from the inside out. And so I began that journey. I got, I broke up with my fiance. He decided that he was going to keep drinking, and I knew that if I stayed in that relationship with him, that I too was going to drink again. When I joined AA, I was a bartender, and I knew that if I stayed at the bar working there, I was going to drink again. So in my naivete of who I was, I thought I would just leave that job at the bar and go and run a little company without having any sort of experience in doing that at all. And what ended up actually happening was that I got a job as a receptionist in a small manufacturing company. And in my early days of recovery, I would be absolutely overwhelmed and have anxiety attacks around just the amount of filing that I had to do and answering the phone. My ability to cope with stress was really zero. And so I had to learn from the bottom up how to manage the stress of everyday life. So I left that relationship. I left that job. I was willing to do anything in order to stay sober. And nothing took precedence over that. If something was going to put my sobriety in jeopardy, I left it. I changed it. I did whatever I needed to do. That's what I was told I had to do, and I realized that if I was serious about my recovery, that that's what I was going to do. And so I did that. I left relationships with people that I really cared about, but that were alcoholics just like I was, and I knew that if we continued to hang out together, that I would one day relapse. So I left those friendships, and I developed new friendships with people that were sober, people that were sober for a long time. I remember hearing someone talk, get a one-year cake. They had been sober for 1 year, and I was like day sober, and I could not believe that that was possible. And yet here I am today, 34 years sober. So it is possible, one day at a time. I was 2 years sober when I began to realize that my problem wasn't actually drinking and drugs, but it was that ability to cope with life. I was having a very difficult time. I didn't have any coping strategies. I had no way to soothe myself, to talk to myself in a positive way that would allow me to embrace the challenges of life in a successful way. So what I did was I started to see a therapist. I continued to go to AA meetings 6 days a week. I got involved. I would set up for meetings. I would clean ashtrays, and I would make the coffee. And to me, those were just things that I needed to do. And then when I hit that point where I could no longer, it wasn't enough. I needed more. There was something going on for me. I decided that I was going to see a therapist, which I did. And that was tremendously helpful for me. It helped me to understand that it helped me to take a look at how I was raised and what the impact of how I was raised had on my development as a person, and helped me to understand why at 14 I would turn to drugs and alcohol. And that's been very healing for me and for my family. I had a lot of resentment towards my parents for many years, and today we have a decent relationship. And I'm very grateful for that, and I think that if I was still drinking, we would not have any relationship whatsoever. My relationship with my sister was healed, with my brother. We have begun to really move in a different direction. So into therapy I went. It was a great experience. I started to see then that I also suffered from depression. I thought that that was just normal. I saw my family doctor, went on some antidepressants, and that helped to alleviate some of the depressive symptoms that I just learned to live with. And what an extraordinary experience it was for me when I was walking down the road one day and I thought, wow, I feel good. I don't feel depressed. I don't feel sad. I don't feel lethargic. And I just felt content on the inside. And that's when I realized that this is normal. This is how people live. And it was a real surprise to me, and one that I embraced and I still will look back on fondly, because it didn't last for me. And so depression has taken its, has kind of had its way with me, I suppose, all throughout my recovery. I'm learning how to live with that and manage it in ways that help me not to fall back into really old dysfunctional ways of coping with life. So when I got into recovery, I just look forward to all the things that people look forward to in life, and that is relationships, careers. For me, it was having children, and so all of those things happened. I married an amazing guy, and he's also in recovery, and we met when we were 6 years sober and got married a year later, and we've been together ever since, and it's been 27 years of being together. We have two children. I went back to school. He went back to school. We both have extraordinary careers that we're very, very grateful for. And yet, through all of this, there's been the up and down of learning how to be in an intimate relationship with someone. So being married, I thought I had, at 32, I thought, wow, I've got it all together, and I'm emotionally mature, and here we go, it's going to be fantastic. And it wasn't so fantastic, because that's when the rubber hit the road. My ability to be in an intimate relationship with someone was really tested. And so my husband and I have both worked very, very hard at staying together, because divorce was on the table a couple of times. It just seemed like it was impossible to move forward in our love for one another and manage this. And many times when things get really tough, my first instinct is just to want to run away. And so it was the same in my marriage. He and I have gone through counseling together. We have worked very hard at trying to move away from the fantasy that somebody else is going to make us happy. And so we moved from that, and we began each of us to stop blaming the other, and we started to take full responsibility for the quality of our life. rather than looking at him and saying he needs to change this and he needs to do that, I began to take a hard look at myself and what I was expecting and all of the fantasies that I have that this man was going to make me happy. He began to do the same thing, and that is, I think that's the reason that we are together, is that we both stopped blaming each other. We both took full responsibility for how we were creating this married relationship. And because of that, we began to be able to share our fears and our joys and our concerns and with one another. We began to hear each other that without judgment. We began to stop reacting to each other. And today, after many years of working on how to connect with another human being, we have a really solid marriage and a solid friendship that is really quite extraordinary and certainly has stood the test of time. Recovery is not easy. Drinking abusively is not easy either. Addiction is a cycle that is closed and continues to just go around the same loop over and over again. And the only way out of that loop is recovery. And if we want to get better, if you want to get better, if you want to improve the quality of your life, then it's perhaps time to take a hard look at your own choices and the way that you live and do what is necessary to get out of the shameful and judgmental and negative cycle that you're in. So if you think you have a problem with any form of addiction, the most important step that you take is admitting it to yourself. Once you do that, then the doors will swing wide open, and there's so much help that you can have to help you on your journey to recovery. Thank you for listening. This has been an extraordinary opportunity. I am grateful every day for my own recovery from drug addiction and alcoholism. Thanks.